Okay, folks, so we talk about a lot of crises on here, but what about this one?
Oh my God, we gotta look at the debris. Oh my God, where are we gonna go?
Tornado on the ground, coming right at you.
Look at that.
What do we do now? Did you hear her?
Okay, I'm coming.
Where do we go? Maybe that's something we should think about and plan for. Now, this is Virginia Beach, Virginia, and they're not used to having tornadoes, but guess what?
Wow.
One showed up. What do you do if you're in a place and there's a tornado on the ground? Obviously, they're trying to figure it out. Could that be a problem? Absolutely. You just heard him say, it's just missing us. Wow. But what if it didn't just miss them? And that's what I wanted to share with you real quick. Very simple things. Here, the first thing is, you know, we talk a lot about security plans. Why do we have security plans to save your life? Well, do you think a tornado could definitely take the life of you and all your family if you're not prepared for it? I went to school in Oklahoma recently. My college campus was virtually devastated by a tornado, 100-plus-year-old school. And that reminds me that you never know when these things are going to hit. So let me just give you a couple real basic things to remind you, and hopefully this will spur some research in that you can do to really look at this. National Weather Service does some great stuff. But if you're at home, here's the bottom line. If you have a basement, make sure you have a basement that you can get down to quickly and also have a covering in that basement, a very, very sturdy table, even a piano, something that you can hide under. Why would that be? Because debris will fall. If your roof's gone, debris will fall through floors and it'll hit you in the basement. Again, plan way ahead. Walk the route, tell your children where to go, when do you go, all those things. So you're at home and you have a basement, easy. If not, you got to get to an interior room. You got to stay away from the exterior glass. That glass will pop and it will cause devastation in terms of if it hits your body. So get into a bathtub, but cover yourself. Have something to cover yourself in that bathtub. Get under a good sturdy table. But remember, it's going to wreak havoc everywhere. The second thing is if you're at your workplace or school, folks, you need to ask if you're at your workplace, what's our tornado plan? I'm shocked when I help organizations deal with active violence. First thing I'll start with, hey, what's your emergency weather plan? And sometimes they look at me like I have my ears on backwards. So ask your school, ask your workplace, what's the emergency operations plan? And then walk the ground, know how to get to it. Folks, I assure you when you're under a lot of pressure, that's not the time to be pulling out the manual and looking for it. So many schools in the Midwest have tornado shelters. Where are they? How long would it take for you to get there? Many folks, especially if you're at work, have the storm shield apps and other apps to keep. It tells you, you better get to a shelter now. So those are things. Should you find yourself outside, it's not a good thing. Let me just say that. If you can get to a sturdy building, get there as quickly as you can. If you're in the woods, it's not a good situation because trees will be picked up and thrown. You got to find the lowest place you can get and try to cover yourself. If you're outside in an open area, you want to get to a ditch. If you're outside near a highway, there are underpasses, that provides a lot of protection. And so it leads me to, what if you're in a car? Folks, if you're in a car and you see a storm, this is not rocket science. You turn around and go the other way. Let me tell you, these tornadoes will turn direction on a dime. So you got to know if you're driving that just because the tornado is going this way doesn't mean it's not going to turn and come this way. So turn, get out of Dodge, get out quickly. Most tornadoes move fairly fast, 30, 40, even 50 miles an hour. So you got to know that those things can turn quickly. If for whatever reason it's on you, you're near an underpass, I've seen this happen, get all the way up to the top of the underpass. Usually those things are made solid steel and concrete, and they can offer you some protection. If not, if you're driving down the highway again, National Weather Service says that maybe being in a car is not the best place to be. Get out, get in a ditch. Those are judgment calls, but remember what we train, how to respond under crisis. So why am I talking about tornadoes? Because you're going to need those skills if you're in the middle of a tornado. So also be thinking about what would I do with my children? How would I, because folks, I assure you, and you've heard this from me a number of times, if you find yourself in that situation, you're either going to rise or fall to the level of your training. So my hope and prayer is you rise up, you know, you've already pre-planned it. You're going to those emergency files in your subconscious mind, and you're just doing it like you do it every day. That's my hope and prayer. So I know it's a little off topic with tornadoes, but it's something recently I really felt like we should talk about. I hope it's helpful for you. And I hope and pray that you're staying safe out there. God bless you.